From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. It's not a done deal yet, but a payroll tax cut extension is on track to passing the GOP-led House. Today, House Speaker John Boehner said the measure that also extends unemployment insurance will be brought to a vote this week.
We were not going to allow the Democrats to continue to play political games and raise taxes on working Americans.
But President Obama says it's the Republican leadership that's been dragging its feet. On Capitol Hill, NPR Sonari Glinton says details of the plan are still sketchy.
As it stands, the tentative deal would mean adding the cost of the payroll tax cut to the deficit, though an extension of unemployment insurance benefits would be paid for with some combination of cuts and fees. So far, those are all the details most lawmakers know for sure. Representative John Larson, the Democrat from Connecticut, says he's optimistic, but he still has to wait and see.
As the Irish say, it's a long way to Tipperary. Things have had the ability to change around here rather rapidly when it appears that a deal has been struck.
So far, both sides have to sign off on a plan in a conference, though Republican leaders say they want to get a vote before weeks end. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama stumping for insourcing support in Wisconsin this hour. He's visiting a Milwaukee plant set up as an example of how companies can bring jobs back to the U.S. and build up the country's crucial manufacturing sector. The president was greeted at the airport earlier today by Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who faces a Democratic recall effort for attempting to stem union rights. Syrian activists are capturing images of an inferno in home Syria, where troops have struck oil and gas pipelines in its campaign against rebels. The city's been entrenched in battles for nearly 2 weeks. The Syrian president is offering to hold a referendum on a new constitution that allows for parties other than his ruling Ba'ath Party. The White House dismissed it as, quote, laughable. And as Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, Russia's foreign minister says he will hold talks on reworking a UN Security Council resolution on Syria.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says he'll meet with his French counterpart in Austria on Thursday. Lavrov says he will discuss a reworked resolution by France's foreign minister intended to overcome Russia's resistance to an Arab and Western-backed Security Council resolution that called for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to cede power. Russia and China vetoed the resolution. Moscow has consistently maintained that dialogue with both the opposition and the Syrian government is necessary to end the violence there. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 65 points at 12,814, NASDAQ gaining 5 points at 2,937, and the S&P 500 down slightly at 1,349. This is NPR News. Iran reportedly striking back against a European oil embargo that protests Tehran's nuclear program. State media say the Islamic Republic is choking off supplies to France, Italy, Greece, Portugal, Spain, and the Netherlands, further underscoring Tehran's defiance against the West's embargoes. The country's reporting progress in its nuclear development. A local news agency says Iran has begun using new advanced centrifuges at its main uranium enrichment site. The U.S. and its allies believe Iran wants to make nuclear weapons. The Mormon Church has issued a second apology for a member's posthumous baptism of the parents of the late Simon Wiesenthal, an advocate for victims of the Holocaust. NPR's Howard Burkus reports that the controversy has now touched the presidential campaign of Mitt Romney.
The new statement from the Mormon Church adds to the apology with an explanation of a second incident involving Holocaust survivor and Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel and his father and grandfather. Their names were discovered in Mormon genealogical records used to select the dead for posthumous baptisms. Wiesel told the Huffington Post that Mormon and Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney should denounce the practice. Romney's campaign has not responded. Mormons are only supposed to conduct the baptisms for direct ancestors. The church says Wiesel and his relatives were not actually slated for the Mormon ritual, which is a basic tenet of the faith. Howard Burkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
U.S. stocks mixed at last check, with investors still watching what happens with the bailout situation in Greece. At last check, Dow off 65 points, or about 0.5%. It's at 12,814. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.